This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building right at 814 Elm Street. It's a gorgeous day today. It's Wednesday. And I was just sitting outside and what a difference from yesterday. I mean, nice light breeze. The sun is shining. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's grilling weather.
It is,
of course,
grilling weather.
In my life, 22 degrees and snow flurries. It's grilling weather
for you,
which is why I'm very happy to welcome onto our show right off the top here. Get things rolling with Kevin Coleman. He is the Weber. Okay. So I'm giving a premature introduction. I'm practicing the introduction.
There you
He's
go.
Not quite ready to join us. That will be here in just a few moments. Kevin Coleman, Weber Grillmaster, will be joining us in a bit. And I have so many questions, as you can well imagine.
I figured that. I did go to the Weber site. And what a website.
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of the standard, you know, I think, the standard bear for backyard grilling. I mean, their products are good and they're reasonably priced. They're solid. You know, I mean, you're gonna pay $700-800 for, you know, a mid-range Weber grill. That's, you know, but it's gonna last you. But please get a grill cover. I see people in my neighborhood that do not, and that's gonna cost you a couple years on the grill.
It's true.
Mine pretty much turns to rags because I use it so much. Take it off, put it back on. But, you know, they do last longer. So we need well, if you're keeping a Christmas shopping list for Carol this year, do you have a Weber or what do you have?
No.
It's another brand.
You know, I got it for my wedding.
Oh, you did?
A few years back.
Wow. So you've had it for a while.
My parents actually gave it to us.
Oh.
It's a nice one. It's very nice.
Well,
I don't have a car.
Yeah, they probably kind of make standard sizes.
But it's under something. I have like a grill.
That helps.
Gazebo.
A grill gazebo?
Yes. It's a grill gazebo. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Near your she cave or whatever they call it?
We're going to be moving it to the backyard near the she cave. But it's where it was. It's like on a patio. And, you know, it's got a little bar on one side and... You know.
When's the last time you personally used it?
I don't grill.
Oh, you don't grill.
I do not know how to grill. And but Daryl did. Daryl did. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple weeks back, we grilled on it.
Well, I mean, I know it seems like a guy thing, but Barb loves to do the grilling.
You know what it is? I just don't know how to do it. And it's funny because Daryl worked late last night, and we were doing our, we're back to using plated again. Remember that service that they...
Oh, right.
They send it.
Yes.
I mean, we love it. We do three of those meals a week. And, you know, there's no waste, and it's like gourmet food, and you cook it. It doesn't come cooked. It's all the ingredients.
Right.
And last night, we had this amazing meal. But... The chicken, which I was marinating, you know, and it gives you all the stuff to marinate, tells you step by step what to do. So I get everything ready up until I know when he's almost home, and then I'll start cooking. And it did call for the chicken on the grill. And when I read
did
that...
Did you panic?
I did. Exactly, Mike. I'm like, oh, no, I don't grill. I'm like, should I try it? And then I'm like, no, I'm not even going to attempt it. And plus, it was too hot. And I did it in a pan on the stove.
Which I'm sure was fine.
It was delicious.
You know, at a nice high temperature, was it?
Yep, that's what I did.
With skin, bone in?
No, it was boneless.
Boneless,
skinless.
Skinless, boneless.
Yep. And it had a, I forgot the name. I meant to take in the card, too, to show you the picture. Because, oh, my gosh, it was beautiful. And it was really good. Very, very good.
Now, again, this is a service because we talked about this a couple of months ago, and people, I never heard of it. How does this service work? The UPS guy brings the stuff, right? Or
they
USPS?
Do. Plated.com. And, you know, listeners, if you do use it, the first time you use it, you get two dinners free. So, I think it's worth it to try it and you get the two dinners free. You can order a minimum of four. So you just have to pay for two if you're going to get it.
Okay.
And it comes in a big box. Like we usually get, like I said, three meals. So six meals, two, two and two. And it comes all marked, you know, like the other night we had Monday night, we had it was fish with some green beans with some roasted potatoes, and it comes with the garnish and everything, like the lemon.
Really?
And, you know, fancy seasonings, and, you know, you marinate in this, and then you toss right. the lettuce in this. It's bib lettuce. And then last night, I meant to take the card in. Marichote, it was like this mm-hmm. little, it was in dirt still. It was like really? An herb, and you take yeah. it off the herb and rinse it, and then, you know, break
wow.
it up. It's fancy. It's fancy.
It's like farm in a box.
It is exactly that, and it's really cool. We yeah. love it. We love it, and it doesn't take long to prepare.
All right, so people are thinking, because I can hear the questions coming. All right, so you're having chicken on a 90-degree day. How do they keep it from spoiling?
Oh, when I get it?
Yes.
When I get it, it comes all in this, you know, pretty good-sized box, and it's in an insulated bag, mm-hmm. and inside the insulated bag, they usually put the meats on the bottom, and then
okay.
they put ice packs on top of the meat.
Okay.
And then they put all the other ingredients. I mean, you know, you get your, you know, your lettuce, you get your mm-hmm. green beans, whatever is in the ingredients is all, like, usually in a bag, and it's right. all marked. And if it's something separate, then it'll have the little tag on of one of the three dinners. So, you know, when I'm going to go cook whatever, I just pull out the tags that say...
Right.
Chicken.
So,
I think it was Mediterranean chicken. Mediterranean chicken.
Right.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get it, you need to open it up and
it
put
up
it in the fridge.
And put it in the fridge.
Put it wherever it needs to be.
And the meats are all Chiro-Vac'd. So
oh, okay.
they will last for 3 to 5 days. That's mm-hmm. what they tell you. But I even know that it can even last a little longer than that. But we use them. You know,
Where does it ship from? Do you know?
They're shipped from, I think it's Georgia.
Okay,
is it Georgia,
and I'm sure
it's
express. I mean, it's
different. There's different regions have different menus. Actually, no, I'm sorry, it's Cambridge. That's right.
Oh, from Mass?
It's Cambridge.
Oh.
It's Cambridge.
Wow, well, that makes me
Shark
feel
Tank.
Better.
They were on Shark Tank.
Oh, were they really?
They were on Shark Tank. Yeah.
Did you see the episode?
I did.
Is that how you got
Very
the idea?
Very cool. No, I had already been ordering from it, and we record Shark Tank,
yes.
and you know, one day I was like looking at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's
going to
be unplated. It was so cool. Yeah, you should look it up.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
So do you recall if any of the sharks bought
you know,
in?
The basketball guy, what's his name?
Mark Cuban. Yeah.
Cuban bought in, and then it was the show
mm-hmm.
that, well, they were on that show, and then they were on the one where they show like what happened after.
I love the follow-up shows.
What happens after, and you know, it was actually Amanda upstairs that told mm-hmm. me about it. I hadn't seen it, and then I went back and found the recording of it, and they wanted to redo their website, and Mark Cuban said, it is not a good idea right now, you don't have the money to do it right now, da-da-da-da-da. I think that was the one. I might be getting mm-hmm. it mixed up with another one, but bottom line, Mark Cuban dropped them.
Oh, he did?
Ended up dropping him.
So,
and you know what? That's right. The bald guy, the
Kevin,
shark
Flynn.
Guy.
Flynn.
Right.
Not Kevin.
He
but
took them
yeah.
over. Or
yeah,
yeah whatever.
Kevin
name.
Something.
Yeah, I think it's Kevin, right?
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't believe I can't remember
Irish
their
name.
Names.
It's not Flynn.
But yeah.
No
He
kid.
Took them over.
That's interesting. Wow. Well.
Get my Hot Flash fan out.
Oh, yeah, there it is. The red
Hot Flash
5-inch fan. That shoots right up at Carol. Nice stream of cold air. So, well, that's interesting. It's plated.com.
Plated, yes.
Well, that's a great domain.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
I think it's great.
How'd they ever get that?
And their website's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You order very easily. Now, I skipped a week next week mm-hmm. because I got something like in my inbox or, you know, one of the ads or something. There's another one out there called Blue Apron. Same idea, same thing. They're
right.
offering a special.
Really?
I'm like, I think I'm going to halt my delivery next week. I'm going to try Blue Apron
just to see
how it compares.
Well,
so next week I will report
on
getting
that.
Blue Apron.
Yes. Have you placed your order yet?
Yes, I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many meals?
Same thing, 6, getting 2 for free.
Oh, okay.
First time order.
Right.
So,
very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty
cool.
Wow. Yeah, and the pictures that you get are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one side is what it looks like on the end, and then you flip it over, and it has all your directions clearly.
Hmm.
Tells you exactly what you need, what pan. The only thing that you use of your own is olive oil, salt, pepper.
Okay.
Everything else
I think
is there.
I can manage that.
Yeah.
Can I ask what a meal for
they
two would
are,
be?
Hold on. They're $12 each.
Per meal. Oh, there they are.
$12
That's Blue
each.
Apron saying... We'll go $11 each. They're texting Carol. They're listening.
they're $12 each. And then what I noticed also, the last time, because we had stopped it for a while and we just started it back up. Now they have a section too, like, you know, they have the regular section, which they're $12 each, so it's $24. And then they have there's an upgraded section. You can get, like, you know, a higher cut of meat or a different meal that's a little higher
up. Can you get a cocktail? Is that one of the upsells?
Upsells also are desserts.
Oh.
And the Blue Apron was funny. They have a whole store. You can buy pans and accessories to do your meals with and stuff.
Right. That makes
Plated
sense.
Plated doesn't have that, but Blue Apron did. And I was like, oh, very interesting. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would never think to do that. I'm not really sure why.
I got it from my dad for Father's Day, a gift certificate.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Is that like a dish of the month or a couple every month, like wine of the month club?
I gave him a certificate so he can order.
Any way he wants, huh?
He'll be able to order like six or eight meals, but yeah. So.
Have you ever given Wine of the Month Club gifts to people?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
We've both been the recipient of and have sent out Wine of the Month Clubs. And it's great because it exposes you to some new wines.
I love that.
That might not even be available around here, which is kind of counterproductive. But at least you get to try some new stuff.
Yeah, you just get to, especially if you like wine, you know, because I never know what kind to get. And then you get, you know, screwed if you don't like it, you know.
And think about how many people do you know that, what do you get them?
Exactly.
Not everybody, but most people, I think you and I know, like wine, and you can't go wrong with that.
I agree.
And there's somebody, you know, it's Cheese of the Month.
Yeah. And I've done that for my dad, Cheese of the Month.
You know who has good mail order food is Harry and David's. I don't know if you've heard of them, but
I get their magazine.
If you ever want to get pears that will blow anything away that you can get here locally, the pears are fantastic. Does that thing shut off?
Well... Oh, you know what? I didn't hit it, but I did now.
Harry and David's, I've tried a few of their things, but the pears are kind of what they built the company on.
I think pears?
Pears. Because how many times will you go buy a pear?
And they're awful.
And they're awful dry.
I mean,
when they're in season, you can get them around here. That's what, 2 weeks? Unlike apples that you can milk for about 3 months locally.
You know what that reminds me of? Remember when you told me we were talking about avocados a couple weeks back?
Yes.
And I was doing something with avocado, and I said, you know what? Every time the day you want it, you can never get a ripe one.
Mm-hmm.
I did get some ripe ones.
I'm glad you did.
I got three of them.
See, wasn't it nice?
I was so excited, and I swear, it's the first time that happened. I'm in the store, and it was Market Basket in Bedford, and I'm coming around the corner, and I kind of looked, and I'm like, oh, I think they're going to be okay. And I went and felt them, and they were fine.
They look a little darker green, a little brownish, darker green.
Yeah.
And, of course, they have just a little sponginess, not too much.
Not too much. There was some with too much, which I was surprised at that also, because usually when I feel them, they are all hard as baseballs.
But again, I think it's also cyclical or seasonal.
Right.
No matter what time of the year, it's not always going to be that great.
Right.
So maybe the last time you tried, you had a bad experience.
Yeah,
and they're so easy to open up. I mean, you can slice it around with a knife and then just scoop it out with a spoon. And within a minute, you got it all
so
cleaned
good.
Out. Yeah. Hey, we got to do some grilling.
I'm excited.
The Weber Grillmaster Kevin Coleman waiting.
So, got it.
Because I see he's got that long fire starter stick
in
his hand.
Mike has a slew of questions, so
be
prepared. Mike is the grill master. I am not.
Well, you can get us some questions.
Yeah, you know,
maybe I'll get some
grilling tips, and maybe I won't be so scared next time and try it. All right, you're listening to Food for Thought, and, you know, we have a treat, too, at the top of the hour. We're going to be joined with my sister-in-law, Lori, live from Spain on the Camino Walk, Camino de Santiago. So I'm very excited to hear from her and hear how her travels have been, and I believe she's in a restaurant, too. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back. We're going to talk grilling.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Include Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue on 2nd Street in Manchester, and Mama McDonough's Irish Pub on Depot Street in Hillsboro. Come find your Irish side. Now we're going to find our barbecue side right now. The Weber Grillmaster, Kevin Coleman, is joining us on the phone this afternoon. And Kevin, first of all, welcome to New Hampshire. Not exactly grilling country, but I'm doing my best to spread the word, my friend.
It's always barbecue country, regardless of what country and what area. We can always grill something.
Well, and you know, to that point, Kevin, people laugh at me. My neighbors laugh at me because we had a record amount of snow in New Hampshire this year. And the two things that I kept plowed out were, of course, my car, my smoker, and my grill. So I was I was always able to grill in the worst weather because it made me feel good. So you can relate to that.
Absolutely, I can. I did an interview last year here at my house in minus 20 degree weather. That we got 6 inches of snow the night before, so I had to snow blow, put ribs on, and do a whole interview in minus 20 degree weather. So I hear you.
That is awesome.
Where do you live, Kevin?
I live right outside of Chicago.
Oh, okay. Very cool. And so did you commute when you were teaching barbecue science at Ohio State University?
Yeah, so basically we go in, it's first 7 weeks of the fall semester, last 7 weeks of the spring semester. We get about 32 to 36 kids in the class, and I go in the first week, and then I go in the last week, which is competition week. So they basically each week learn how to cook a different food or protein, and then we have a competition at the end with three different courses that they handpick themselves, cook, and then there's an overall winner.
All right, so I went to the University of Detroit, not terribly far from Ohio State University, and I don't recall seeing any barbecue sciences on my college curriculum, so makes me want to go back to school.
Well, the fun part about teaching the college kids is they don't make all the mistakes because they really don't have the working knowledge, so I don't have to reprogram them, which is nice. So they're kind of like a nice ball of clay we can mold. Some of the older guys that have been cooking for a long time, well, they're a little bit harder to reprogram.
Well, my partner, Carol, who owns a number of diners locally and is a fair cook herself, one area that she is afraid of, she's kind of, I would say, grill phobic. Is there any advice that you could offer to my partner, Carol?
Well, the good thing about Carol is I have two daughters, so I'm going to have to continually train them. They're 1 and 3, but they're going to have to learn how to cook because right now it's mainly dominated, but I'm hoping by the time they're older, they'll be their own grill masters. The thing about grilling is it's like I have four pillars of barbecue. One's going to be you got to have a good grill. You have a good grill, you're going to most likely have some pretty good results. The second thing, you got to have good meat, so you got to buy good quality products. The third thing is sauces and seasonings. And Weber's got some awesome sauces and seasonings. We just came out with a new line, really health conscious, so there's no high fructose corn syrup, no artificial flavors or artificial preservatives. And that's huge when it comes to getting more flavor out of your food. And then finally, the instruction, and that's where I come into play. So if you can get all three of those things going, find me, get the instructions, and all of a sudden we've taken an average griller and turned them into a grill master pretty much in, let's say, 24 hours.
Okay. So, Kevin, last night I had all of those elements up until you. So what should I have done? It was a piece of chicken, and it was marinated. It had great seasonings, great piece of chicken. And then when it said on the directions to grill it, I freaked out. I said, oh, my goodness. And I ended up doing it in a pan on the stove.
Which I think is sometimes harder than cooking it on a grill because you got to constantly flip it before you overcook one side and undercook the other side, and it burns and jars. And
that is so funny because I found it so easy, and I'm like, well, freak that. I'm not going to use the grill.
Freak that.
My gosh, more flavor outside. Plus, there's not a mess to clean up, and I like that one.
So can you give me a short lesson in how I should have grilled that?
So here's the best thing for grilling chicken breast, right? So you want to pound it down because one side's going to be thin, one side's going to be thick. Okay. So you're going to pound it down and level it off so everything is the same amount. Everything is the same height.
So
you're
going
to set your grill for about 425 to 450 degrees.
Okay.
This is perfect for grilling chicken. Okay. You're going to take your chicken that's been marinating. You're going to put it on the grill. You're going to set your timer for about 4.5 minutes. You're going to flip it to a new portion of the grill when you go to flip it, that 4.5 minute mark, 4.5 more minutes. You're going to take your meat thermometer, check it. It should be 165, give or take. And it's going to come off the grill. Simple, not much to it. The key is the temperature, the pounding of the chicken down so it's nice and level, and then making sure you set your timer for the right amount of time.
I guess that is kind of easy.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it takes a few times to sort of get the hang of it. But I have to tell you, Kevin, as an amateur cook and griller at home, my number one tool is my ThermoPen Instant Read Digital Thermometer. I tell you what, that will save your bacon on so many expensive cuts of meat, it's not funny.
Well, it sounds like you should be doing the interview because I actually have two ThermoPens myself, so I'm glad to see that we're both on the right track.
That's cool. Yeah,
I can't tell you how many I've given as gifts to friends of mine that just have a little bit of an interest in cooking. I say, you know what? If you're going to spend $20 a pound on meat, and I'll always go to the butcher shop as you recommend, Kevin, then why would you take a guess on if it's going to be medium rare, if it's 145 for pork or 165 for chicken or 120 medium rare? if you know that stuff, you know. So I know I'm preaching to the converted, but I just was hoping you could reinforce that something like that is mandatory.
Yeah, if you're really going to get in a barbecue, you got to have a good instant read thermometer. Weber makes some. ThermoPens are really, really good. Those are, you know, top of the line. And that's pretty much the guarantee you're going to take things on and off the grill at the correct time, right? Logic is our friend. A good meat thermometer is huge, especially if you're paying $20, $30. I can get stuff sent in here about $50, $60 a pound. Well, guess what? I need a thermometer to make sure they're done because I got to show respect to the ranchers and anybody else that raised that piece of protein that was sent to my house to cook.
Sounds like you're doing a little Wagyu beef, huh?
We do a lot of different things, and we try to adjust, but making sure that we show respect to all the great things of the circle of barbecue we have is important. That's what I learned at Ohio State. You know, you go through all that stuff and you see, you know, from at the farms to the harvesting portion, and people are like, what did you think about that? I said, for me as an educator, it made me pay more attention to how I educate and how I teach people, because that's the one true way I can show some respect to the ranchers and people that spend all their time raising the cattle and pork and chicken and everything else, so people get better results.
So Kevin, your title is the Weber Grill Master. So what is
yes,
it like? What is it like walking in your shoes in a day? Like what exactly do you do? I'm curious. It must be pretty cool.
Like today we're doing a fair amount of media stuff. It could be testing product. It could be cooking product. I cook about 80 to 100 hours a week, usually about 60, 70 pounds of meat. If you go on Kevin Coleman's Backyard on Facebook and Twitter, I pretty much give out personal grilling instructions to everybody around the world pretty much every day. So it could be waking up at 6 and somebody in Australia is saying, hey, I can't get my rotisserie chicken to come out the right way. How do I do this? It could be somebody talking steak later today. How do I do a better steak? So we do a fair amount of instruction. You know, fortunately enough for me, I have one of the best jobs going. So the best way that I can show my appreciation is try to teach people the absolute best way to cook things.
No, you do. You have the best gig, brother. I have to tell you something.
He sure does.
Yeah.
My goodness.
All right. So I know that Weber, and I've owned, I think I had a couple Genesis Weber, you know, gas grills. And now here's what I did where I lived. I had natural gas at this particular house.
Yep.
So I got the conversion so that the grill would be compatible with natural gas. And then I had them plummet directly into the grill. So no more running out of gas. And you can do the same thing with propane. I now live in a propane home, so I have it plumbed directly into my gas grill. And it's just one little thing that I don't think people are aware can be done, Kevin.
Yes, it can be done. And trust me, sometimes it's a big advantage. And then other times, having a son like me, it's a disadvantage because I'll go to my dad's house and cook, and he's got natural gas. And then I'll forget to turn the grill off, and then 2 days later I'll get a phone call calling me an idiot because I forgot to turn his grill off. Where mine, it was just burned out and it wouldn't have any more gas left in it. So sometimes it could be a nice advantage because you never run out, and other times you're basically heating the outside.
All right, Noel, exactly. And, of course, Weber makes the grills that you can use lump charcoal or briquettes. And let's just get it out here right now. Please do not ever use lighter fluid to start whatever your heating medium is, right?
I'm telling you, you could have my job, and I might be able to retire now because I know there's somebody out there that can easily speak on my behalf. So absolutely no lighter fluid. Little wax cubes will do a great job. We call them fire starters. You put them underneath your chimney starter. Your charcoal's ready to go in 15 to 20 minutes. And, yeah, I mean, the F's the best way to start charcoal. And what's funny is so many people get used to tasting that lighter fluid barbecue that they think that, hey, this doesn't taste right. No, this tastes right. What you've been eating before hasn't been tasting right. So you got to reprogram.
Exactly. All right, explain to people the difference between direct and indirect heat when you might have two different heating zones or more on your grilling surface.
Well, we'd like to explain direct heat. Direct cooking is anything less than 20 minutes, and the food is directly over a heat source. Indirect is going to be your food is away from the heat source, so it's mostly using convection heat, a little bit of conductive heat to cook it. So your chicken breast steaks, what have you, mostly direct heat. Your ribs, pork shoulder, chicken pieces, pork tenderloins, those are going to be cooked over indirect heat. So you're basically not overcooking the outside, but you're cooking it nice and even.
So would that be like the second shelf on your grill? Like that, the shelf right up from the direct heat?
Well, that would be probably more towards warming. the indirect would be, let's say if I had three burners, the left burner would be on, the right, the center burner would be on,
okay,
and the right burner would be completely off.
Completely off.
Or the left,
okay,
burner's on high, and the other two burners are off, and you're just roasting and slow cooking the food that you have on your grill.
Okay, I get it.
We should take a break. Kevin, hang with us till about 55 past the hour. Can you do that?
Sure, no problem.
We got some good grill talk going here. I can't stop myself now.
Oh, boy. Mike is excited, Kevin. Mike is excited. All right,
it sounds that way.
You're listening to Food for Thought. We're talking with Kevin Coleman, Weber Grillmaster. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. We didn't get our music, but that's okay. Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. We are in studio with Kevin Coleman, Weber Grillmaster. And all I can say, Kevin, is Mike is in, like, the best mood ever, talking
well,
about grilling.
Kevin, I think you'll agree, and I heard or read this somewhere, that there is a pheromone release to some degree with the barbecue experience.
Yes, you are correct. So there is a natural pheromone that is released when you're barbecuing, which makes you more attractive, right? So it's so maybe that's why people like being out in the backyard more, because it smells better, people look better, possibly. For all the single people out there, maybe instead of going online looking for dating, just start a barbecue club and from there.
I think that could be another extension of the Weber brand, you know, WeberGrillmates.com. What do you think, brother? It might work out. All right, so I heard the story about you driving in your, I guess, pickup truck with a smoker in tow, or actually in the flatbed portion of it, and you got pulled over while the thing was smoking. True?
You can find anything on the internet nowadays, I tell you what.
Yes.
Yeah, it scared me. So I was cooking a brisket. I put it in the back of my truck, had the smoker, and was driving. Now, I do not recommend doing this. It's against the law. Don't do it, but yeah. We were driving, and all of a sudden, I got to a stoplight, and the wood must have caught and started smoking a little bit, and the police officer pulled up and said, "Hey, you know, the back of your truck's on fire." I said, "No, no, it's just a brisket back there." And she's like, "All right, well, have a good weekend." And I was like, "Okay." So the barbecue
awesome
guys were looking down on me that day.
Wow, so this must have been like down south somewhere where barbecuing is religion. I mean, you said you live in the Chicago area. Was that where it happened in Illinois?
It was in the Chicagoland area, so... We even have a little southern hospitality up here, which is nice.
Yeah. In fact, now that I think of it, I have a brother who is a pediatric dentist in Chicago, and last time we were there, we ate at the Weber Grill Restaurant, or whatever it's called, which was very cool. Really, really good food.
Yes, really good food. Great barbecue. You ever make it up here, get the meatloaf. You will not be disappointed.
Oh, my.
Well, here's the problem. I'm coming up for a wedding for a couple days in early October, and... It's so difficult to pick where you want to eat when you've only got a certain number of days in Chicago. My brother's like a real foodie, so he'll take me to his favorite places, but I may have to sneak back and take your suggestion on that.
You may have to sneak back, and if you let me know, maybe we can hook up, give you a nice tour of the kitchen, introduce you to some of the executive chefs there, and make a day out of it.
I'm going.
All right, now see, when I do this in October, you're going to say, "I have no idea who this guy is."
I always remember all of my barbecue friends, trust me.
Sure. Another thing that we were talking about is the distinctions of burning materials if you're not using gas with a Weber grill or whatever you have, a smoker. Lump charcoal versus briquettes versus hardwood. How do you select your medium for heat?
Well, it kind of depends on what's available. Some people can't get lump, or some people can. I like briquettes, hardwood briquettes, or just a regular blue bag. I like briquettes because they're consistent. I know what I'm getting out of them. 5 pounds of briquettes does not equate to 5 pounds of lump charcoal, because the pieces of lump are not the same size. So when it comes to smoking and slow cooking, I love a briquette because it's very consistent. I don't have the fluctuations of temperature, and I know how long it's going to last when I put it in my grill. That being said, I do use lump on a regular basis, just because I love to cook on it. But if I'm looking for consistency, if I'm looking for overnight smokes, then I'm going to go with a briquette.
Well, there is a trick to doing a smoker, which, you know, you have to learn how to balance the intake and the outflow of the air, which basically feeds the fire. But you own, and tell me if I'm wrong, if the press materials are correct, you have 20 grills in your possession?
Actually, I don't have 20 grills. I actually have 45.
Oh,
see, that's just wrong.
A little more than what they're telling you.
That is just, well, they need to update this because now I really have to make it a point to come to your place when I'm there.
Have to.
Well, obviously, Weber's giving them this stuff because you got to try the products, and you're cooking, what'd you say, 60 to 80 hours a week. So
you need to
be familiar with all of them. But that's just
what I mean, that's part of it. You got to be familiar with all of them. You got to be able to taste different things. And, you know, fortunate enough for us, we're constantly looking at new ways to help our consumers. And with this new line of sauces that we came out, which is something I've spent a lot of time with, they're nice and thick. They're sweet taste. They're very versatile, and they enhance the flavor of the food you're cooking, and they don't overpower it. And that's one thing I love about good sauce is it enhances. It doesn't overpower. So, yes, we test a lot. Yes, we do a lot. But that's what we're doing is we're trying to teach people how to cook better. That's so, one way we can make this world a better place.
Sounds like a Miss America statement.
So if you have, that many grills, do you have a certain go-to one that you prefer, like, you know, when you're home and it's the weekend and you're going to, you know, invite some people over for a barbecue? Do you have a certain go-to one?
Well, during the week, I love gas because it's very consistent, right? It gets up to heat pretty quick. And I can cook a fair amount of direct food on there. The weekend time, I love slowing down. I love getting that smell of charcoal in the air going, drive all of the neighbors crazy. So I'll switch back and forth between the two. One's not necessarily better than the other. If I can be outside cooking, that's where my passion is. That's where it lies. And there's nothing better than some good taste in barbecue. So as long as I can keep producing that to my friends, and family, we're happy. And I've gotten smart now. I don't put it on Facebook and Twitter anymore because I started doing that a lot. And then people are like, oh, I'll be over in 5 hours. I know the ribs are done then. What can I bring?
So I've got to get
those pictures off now because we were getting a long line of people lining up. And my wife wasn't very happy.
Now, I'm going to go back to the Weber sauce products for various applications. Let's say that Carol is she's pounded her boneless, skinless chicken breast down as you prescribe. So it's a uniform thickness. When she puts it on the grill, she's doing about 4 and 4, I think you said. Do you put the sauce on right away or what? Because you're going to burn it off right away. It's going to caramelize and it's going to get crunchy. So what is the way she should do that?
You pretty much answered that question for me. So now maybe I can ask you a question about grilling.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're spot on with it. What I love about doing good chicken breast is keeping it moist. And I'll usually sauce about the last minute or so when it's on the grill. The thing I love about Weber sauces is they are thick, and they have a ton of flavor to them. That sweet taste is fantastic. And if it's thick, there's no reason to put it on at the beginning because it's going to just over-caramelize char and not be good. Now, if you didn't have the high-quality stuff, you might have to do it a little bit earlier. But when you're using good stuff, 1 minute before it comes off, it heats the stuff in the sauce, brings a little more flavor to it, caramelizes a little bit, and that's usually the best time to do it.
All right, best cut of beef for you, for your personal taste, on the grill.
Best cut of beef that I can do. Actually, what I get is a Wrangler roast from a butcher in New York by the name of LaBelle's, and it's the absolute best cut of beef I've ever had, maybe ever. Unbelievable, and I actually put a little barbecue sauce on top of it when I roast it because that helps caramelize the top of it because I cook it correct, and it is absolutely unbelievable.
Well, I wish we had more time, but our 25 minutes is up, and you start charging me after that, I'm quite sure. So.
But we can always come back now.
Well, now that I know where you live, Kevin Coleman is the Weber Grillmaster, an affable guy who has the right touch for grilling. Kevin, thanks, man, and enjoy your summer, pal.
Thank you so much for having us. And if you need any more information, you can find us on WeberSeasonings.com, Weber.com. I have a blog there with a bunch of videos. Or if you go on Facebook and Twitter and find me on Kevin Coleman's Backyard, I provide you that personal grilling instruction pretty much 365 days a year.
Thanks,
Kevin. I'm going to like you this afternoon, so yes. All right.
Sounds good. We look forward to talking to you.
All right. Thank you.